Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agricultural aides to be employed through HOPE program to assist with extension officer shortage. Stay with us to find out more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Graduation soon come. So what are you doing after exams?
ECAP.
ECAP? What is that?
You haven't heard about ECAP? UCC's Early College and Advanced Placement for High School program?
No. Tell me more.
You can start to earn university credits toward an associate degree at their 2-month summer academy in July or in September at the start of sixth form at your own high school. Logistics and Supply Chain Management, BPO, Business Administration, Information Technology, and many more.
Sounds exciting. But they don't have the money to pay for college right now.
No need to worry. You can obtain a 50% scholarship for the UCC's associate degrees and the possibility of a full scholarship for the occupational associate degrees.
How do I apply?
You can collect an application form at your school or apply online at ucc.edu.jm/ECAP or call 906-3000.
This program is co-sponsored and fully endorsed by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says 1,000 persons will be employed as agricultural aides through the Housing Opportunities Production and Employment HOPE program to assist extension officers to carry out their functions.
Those functions will include registration of farmers, identifying crops and acreages cultivated by each farmer, assisting with estimating crop damage after a natural disaster, identifying farm families to be put on the PATH program, assisting in coordinating the breakfast program in schools, and so on.
Extension officers are employed by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and provide the technical service needed for farmers to increase production and productivity. At this time, there is a chronic shortage of RADA extension officers, with an average of one extension officer serving more than 1,000 farmers. HOPE participants aged 18 to 35 years old will be employed as agricultural aides.
They'll be trained, paid a stipend, and be employed for 1 year in the first instance.
The agricultural aides will be deployed in the areas in which they reside. They will also be assigned to an agricultural production zone once these are fully established. An agricultural production zone is a large area where there is a concentration of farmers planting various crops. Mr. Hutchinson says lands have been identified in St. Mary, Trelawney, St. Elizabeth, Portland and Clarendon to set up the zones.
Within these areas, emphasis will be placed on rehabilitation or establishment of a viable farm road network, water harvesting, and technical training of farmers within these areas to increase their productive capacities.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you can't bear the name, no play the game. Translation, if you can't bear the name, don't play the game. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you can't deal with the consequences, avoid the situation entirely. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.